Do we need another self-help book? You would. A lot of people say, well, probably not. But Rhondalyn Corallack has got an amazing story to tell and has written a book called Giants on Your Shoulders and joins me in the studio. Rhondalyn, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dennis. Thanks so much for having me.
Can you give us the background on what led you to sort of write a book like this?
Well, I think there are a lot of self-help books out there, and a lot of them seem to me to be telling people from on the mountain what you should and should not do in your life. And oftentimes they're written from perspectives of people that have simply perhaps lost some money and made a rags-to-riches type story. And I don't know about you, Dennis, but I don't believe that lack of money held anyone back. Only empty hearts and empty minds can do that. So what I wanted to do was share a little bit of a different story, a personal story that people could relate to and actually use the tips and strategies that I've used in my own life to really change their life, not just to talk about it, but to do it.
You've been through as deep a grief as you could possibly imagine.
Yes, well, I think that grief is a relative thing. I think that some people may come to the book and read it and think, wow, you know, I've never gone anything through quite something like that myself. It's not about that. It's not about comparing one person's grief to another. What it's about doing is taking the lessons from these things, from the tragedies that we all face, and using them to empower us and to move forward.
Are you happy to talk about what you went through?
Any questions you'd love to ask?
You lost your mother.
Yes.
Your mother was murdered.
Yes, I received a call basically in the middle of the day one day from the dean of my law school. So I grew up and was born and raised in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, for those of you who are wondering why I don't sound Australian, but I do make this my home now. I received a telephone call.
Not only home, same suburb as 3RW.
Correct.
South Melbourne.
We're neighbours, Dennis.
Okay.
Well, I got a telephone call that I literally wasn't expecting in the middle of the afternoon, and the dean of my law school literally told me to sit down. And she asked where I was and who was with me. And I was at my home by myself at the time. She proceeded to tell me that my mother had been stabbed and strangled to death and that her body had been dumped in a ditch just outside of a small town where I originally was born and raised. And that, unfortunately, my only sibling, my brother, and 3 16-year-old boys had literally been picked up and were already in jail and being questioned for this offense.
Talk about a double whammy. You were close to your brother?
Well, I think he's 6 years younger than I am. So there's a natural disparity, I think, already because one of us is female, the other's male, there's a 6-year age difference. There were a lot of things going on in his life that were a bit different than mine, and I wasn't physically living in the same town. So I had moved to Calgary, which is quite a bit bigger than the hometown that I grew up in, and I did have a lot of contact with both him and my mom, but I was particularly close to my mother. And so basically, I lost my entire family in the course of a very short telephone call.
And your brother went to jail?
Correct. I ended up testifying against both him and the 3 16-year-old boys that were also picked up.
Would you have written this book if you hadn't been through that?
Absolutely not. Well, I don't know that I'd have had anything valuable to say. I mean, one of the things I note about a lot of the self-help books that are out there is they're always written from this perspective of, you know, somebody else telling us what we should and shouldn't do. The last thing that I wanted to do was write another book like that. What I wanted to do was share the insights and strategy and things that I've learned along the way and empower people to guide themselves to greatness. This isn't about me being an expert or a guru in anything. I believe that we're all experts in our own life. And by knowing how our mind works and using these tools, I believe that we can transcend just about anything that happens to us.
Which would give hope to many listeners who perhaps are going through a grieving process at the moment. But can people use this book who are not necessarily in that situation, just to overcome those fears of a day-to-day basis?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that the stories and the tips and strategies that I share are universal. So I often am called upon to help people that have depression. Depression is a massive epidemic that's sweeping the nation. Some would even argue that more than 1 in 5 people actually suffer and suffer from it silently. Anxiety attacks, stress, panic, overwhelm, phobias. There's all kinds of implications for the information that I have to share. And I'm really excited that people will grasp these tools and actually use them to change their life.
9 to 2, talking with Rhondalyn Corallack, who's author of Giants on Your Shoulders. Are you happy to take some calls?
Yeah, and just to clarify, it's called On the Shoulders of Giants.
On the Shoulders, sorry. On the Shoulders of Giants, beg your pardon. Yeah, and happy to take your calls, 96900693, and we'll talk more about some of the things that you have done to improve your lot and what some of the listeners can do as well. It's 9 to 2, 3RW, back shortly.
There's never been a better time to buy land at Settlers Run. For a limited time, they'll pay your stamp duty. Settlers Run is built around a Greg Norman designed championship golf course and features a stunning golf and country club. Take a dip in the pool, play golf, or relax in the bar. It's all on your doorstep. Buy before June 30 and Settlers Run will pay your stamp duty. Ask about the new Settlers Run home collection from some of Melbourne's best builders. Call 9785 6788 or visit settlersrun.com.au. Conditions apply.
Ah, the simple joy of the smell of freshly cooked popcorn.
Oh, just minutes ago it was horrible. My nose was blocked.
You know what it's like when you have a blocked nose because of cold, flu, allergy or sinusitis. You won't enjoy smelling anything in a hurry. That's why there's Drixine, the nasal decongestant that works in minutes. Ah, the simple joy of breathing clearly. Drixine. Opens noses quickly.
Always read the label. Use only as directed. If symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional.
It's on again. Subaru Melbourne's end of financial year bonus. Over 250 selected new demo and executive-driven vehicles must clear by June 30, with on-road costs paid and extended warranty included. These deals are so good, they'll drive your accountant sane. Offers are only available on cars purchased and delivered by June 30. So call 1-300-SUBARU today. And don't forget to ask about our great finance deals. Excludes government buys and fleet management organisations. LMGT 9797.
Harvey Norman has the latest and greatest computers from Hewlett Packard and Compaq. Desktops, laptops and netbooks, Harvey Norman has got it all. Compaq desktop PC with 2GB RAM, only $5.97 after $100 cashback. Save $100 on a Compaq laptop with 4GB RAM and 320GB hard drive, $8.93 after cashback. Upgrade to a stylish new Hewlett Packard notebook with powerful Core 2 Duo processor and 512MB graphics, only $13.98. Cashback via redemption. See store for details. Harvey Norman, your Compaq and Hewlett Packard destination.
Now there's a new way to get over Mondayitis and Hump Day. Exciting new Monday and Wednesday Lotto gives you two chances to win and dream each week. There's a minimum $1 million first division prize in every draw. And if no one wins, the prize jackpots to the next draw. Grab a ticket at your Tats outlet or buy online at lotto.com.au. New Tats Monday and Wednesday Lotto. Life could be a dream.
If you suffer from rheumatoid arthritis, try Melrose Omega 1812 fish oil. It can help reduce arthritis symptoms such as painful inflammation and swelling, and can help improve mobility. Every sale donates funds to the Royal Adelaide Hospital's arthritis research to help others while it helps you. Melrose Omega 1812 fish oil, an easy-to-take liquid with a lemon and lime flavour, and now also available in capsules. Always read the label and use only as directed. If symptoms persist, see your doctor.
Afternoons with Dennis Walter on 3AW 693.
Rhondalyn Karlach is with me, author of On the Shoulders of Giants. Rhondalyn, what are some of the things that, there are five in the book, but some of those things that we do on a day-to-day basis that really hold us back?
I think there's a lot of things that hold us back. There's probably over 33 strategies in the book, in actual fact, to really help people. But one of the biggest thing is just sweating the small stuff. I think we've talked about this before. I've heard you discuss it with other guests in the past. People tend to get overwhelmed by the little things. And I have a little bit of a saying that I use in my world and with my clients. If no one's died, we can fix it.
Right. And how true that is. But we do on a day-to-day basis, we worry about things, and you try not to, but you do get caught up in things that are just not that important.
Correct, and I think that's just a natural tendency. Plus, we like to congregate and discuss things that are upsetting to us. You know, when you listen to people chatting, rarely are they talking about how fantastic their life is. They're talking about things like they're worried about they might lose their job. They're worried they might lose their home. There's so much doom and gloom. And I'm not saying that the economic crisis isn't a real thing. It is a real thing. But no one can take away your right or ability to choose what you're going to do about it.
What are some of the other things we could do daily? Some of these, it's like some strategies that you've found that work for you in your life and your story.
I think one of the biggest things is that people need to realize that they can change the past. Now, this is going to be probably a little bit of a myth-busting episode right here, but you can change the past. The past is just one perspective of something that happened to you in your life. So take, for example, you go back and take a look at your life and say, wow, you know, I had a divorce, or someone was ill in my family. Fantastic. That thing happened. But that event in and of itself doesn't have any meaning other than that which we give it ourselves. Meaning if you and I saw the same event, you would have a completely different meaning that you would give it based on your whole map of reality and your background than I would.
Does that mean you're reading it wrong?
No, it means that it's only subjective reality, meaning there is no objective reality. So you and I interpret a situation, a divorce, a death, a financial crisis, we interpret that differently, and that interpretation drives our whole life.
Let's say John today gets fired from his work, and that's a worry on lots of people's minds at the moment.
Or is it? Maybe it's the best thing that ever happened to John.
How would you look at it like that, though, if you've got a mortgage, three kids to look after, your wife's not working? Why would you look at it in a positive way?
Well, we have two choices. We can look at it as an empowering way, or we can look at it in a disempowering way. And only we get to make the distinction or the choice to do one or the other. Most people will choose to look at it in a disempowering way, but that does not serve them. I mean, at the end of the day, no matter what you believe, no matter what you think or the meaning that you give to something, I'm not here to judge anyone to say that it's true or it's not true. But if what you believe about something doesn't allow you to have the results that you say that you want, when is now a good time to pick a different meaning?
Hmm. And that's very true in life, that people, what things that you believe or the direction you decide to take can change things. For the better.
Correct. It always can change things for the better. I mean, I can choose to look at my life and say, wow, my life is an absolute disaster. My mom was murdered. My own brother was killed. It's very shameful. I don't want to talk about it. People are going to think something's wrong with me. I could have chosen, and I did at parts of my life, choose to think like that. The only thing that served to do was to isolate me more from people and to make me feel bad about what happened. I was not in any way at fault for any of those things that happened. And now I just choose to believe, and that is evident in everything that I have and things that, you know, I've done and have made happen with my life. Writing this book all became possible because I chose to saw it as my opportunity to have a special gift to share with other people.
But not everyone's going to write a book or have the skills to write a book.
That's true, but you can write the book of your life, meaning living it fully. I mean, all of us are going to die, but some of us aren't even living, Dennis.
So through the book, through On the Shoulders of Giants, people can sort of take a different perspective of the things that confront them today or by years or by, and some of those issues that do confront them, and maybe approach them a little bit differently.
I think they have to approach them differently. It's all about your mind. I mean, I believe that you can change your whole life without changing a thing, merely a think.
And you can get the book at guideyourselftogreatness.com. Rhonda Lynn Korolec, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was an absolute pleasure.
Guideyourselftogreatness.com is the web address. Speaking of reality, we're leaving it right behind. DVDs with Jim Sherlock after the news.